For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, April 17th, 1981. The Cameron Bible Camp, Conference Grounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Irma Miller is teaching on deliverance.
There is peace and contentment in my Father's house today. Let the food on this table and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush comes whispering as the Father sadly cries. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through the window pane, just beyond plenty lies a field of golden grain, and it's ripe unto harvest, but the reapers, oh, where are they? In the house, oh, can't the children hear the Father sadly say, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field.
Teresa lives here on the grounds, and she has submitted herself to deliverance many times, and I think you can feel it, that the Lord is anointing her. She's just in high school, and the Lord has his hand on Teresa's life. Don't you feel that, David? She wants to work in God's vineyard, however he calls her and whatever he calls her to do. She's just submitting herself as a teenager unto God. Isn't that beautiful? Let's turn to the first chapter of Mark. We're going to take up leprosy today in the body of Christ. I don't know if you people know very much about leprosy, but I did a little research in the encyclopedia on leprosy. Now, outwardly, in this room, we don't see any lepers, do we? There's nobody crying out, unclean, unclean, leper coming, or anything about it. But inwardly, there are lepers in here with spots, and they need to be cleansed and healed. And let's see what Jesus said to the leper. 39th verse. Let's begin at the 39th verse of the first chapter of Mark. Wasn't that a rich... How many were delivered this morning of fear? Praise God. We should all enter in and try more deliverance, because the Lord wants to deliver his people. And deliverance is not the whole answer to everything. There are a lot of facets to the kingdom of God, but deliverance is one important thing. Repentance is another. The gifts of the Spirit is another. We should all be moving in all of these areas, but if we need deliverance, we can't move in the Spirit like we should. You agree with that? Praise the Lord. And Jesus, or he preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Now, if you take Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you circle in red or underline every place where Jesus cast out evil spirits, it'll be on every page of your Bible, and you should do that. It will convince you. It will help you to see the ministry of Jesus Christ. It will help you learn the different aspects of deliverance, because Jesus is the deliverer, and he did all things well, didn't he? He did all things well. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, Jesus will not push deliverance upon you. He absolutely will not. Now, through intercessory prayer, the Bible, and the cleanness of our own hands in the book of Job, it's deliver those who don't want to be delivered, but it takes a lot of prayer. But it can happen. And if you can believe and receive this, you can deliver relatives, those people that don't want to be delivered, you can move in, but it's going to take a lot of prayer and a lot of intercessory prayer. But the Lord will do it. But most of the time, we have to come to Jesus asking him to deliver us. In the Lord's Prayer, didn't he say, tell the disciples to pray, deliver me from all evil? That's right. It's very important to pray that prayer. Deliver us from all evil. And kneeling down, this leper said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I can just see Jesus looking down, just like he looks down on you and I when we come to him and we ask him for deliverance. He looks down upon us and he sees our honest heart. If you can't be honest in your heart, it's harder to get deliverance. If you say, well, I don't know if I have anything or not wrong with me, well, I doubt that. I think we all know what's wrong with us. Mainly, we know what hinders us, what torments us. But if we can be totally honest and come to Jesus and say, Lord, deliver me, I need help in this area or that area, then we can be made clean. Jesus looked down. He was moved with compassion. And I'm telling you, if there's ever a time that all of us need compassion, it's today. Yes. Compassion for the body of Christ. I don't mean for the sinners. I mean for the body of Christ that needs help. If you could take a recording, if we took a recording of our phone calls every day that come in here, drastic phone calls of horrible things that's going on, of people that need help, it would just astound you. It astounds me all the time. It really does. It astounds me at some of the things that's going on. Night before last, I was already in bed. My grandson came in, and he was down here working on this recording. We've always been used to having Glenn do all this, but these boys are doing a wonderful job. Daniel was down here, and a girl came, and she said she had to talk to me. So he brought her up to the house, and he came in, flashing the light onto my bedroom, and he told me, get up, you've got company. So I said, well, wait just a minute, let me get on my robe. And I didn't know who was out there, and here's this girl crying, 29-year-old girl. And now I want you to hear this. She had checked in at the Ramada Inn, and she had on a blouse that said, single, married, divorced. It had little squares there, and she had a little square there, a little X in the divorced column. And the girl that was checking her in asked her something about that shirt, and this girl began to cry and just pour out her heart. And this girl that was checking her in is a Christian and is also knows something about deliverance. And the more this girl talked, the more this woman told her, I think you ought to go out to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Now, I tell you, that is pretty. It was 25 till 11, and here she come out all by herself, and sometimes this neon sign goes out. I don't know what time, if it was out or not, but anyway, she came, and she wanted help. She was a Catholic, and she told me her story of how her husband, who's been married to her 9 years, has never did anything strange. He's got 4 businesses, 2 homes, everything's all paid for. They're 29 years old, 6-year-old child. And just out of a clear blue sky, he asked her if she'd like to go down by the river and skip rocks at their farm. And she said yes, and she went. He took some kind of a dog that he's been training to attack people in case somebody comes to rob them. And he knocked this wife down. He sicked the dog on her, and he had to put a gun in her temple. And she kept saying to him, what's the wrong with you? What's the matter with you? What's wrong with your head? And this dog would not attack her. The hand of God was upon that girl. Now, she's a Catholic girl, and I believe, truly believe, she loves Jesus, and she believes in Jesus. And she kept begging him not to kill her, and he shot the gas tank in her car. She was in her car, and he was in a truck with the dog, and he drove away and left her way out there, and she had to walk and find somebody that would help her. And she just told me, she just went out of her mind. She said, I could not believe this. I didn't know anything was wrong. Well, she finally found out through his partner that he'd been taking cocaine the night before. Now, that's just one thing. We had a boy here 3 weeks ago, I believe, Saturday night. He came in here so troubled. He's from a very, very prominent family. If I would tell you, you would know. Very prominent family across the United States. And you would know them. 22 years old. And he literally had a legion of demons in him. And he had gone. So the facade of being somebody rich and wealthy and important was out there, but down inside of him, he was full of evil powers, thousands of them and thousands of them. And he had been taking nitroglycerin for a drug to get a high. I said to him, don't you know that will kill you? And I tried to kid him. I said, that's only for old men who have heart trouble. And they put one under their tongue once a day. I said, oh, don't do that anymore. It's going to kill you. Well, he didn't really care because those demons had him so taken over. And when we began to pray for him, he stood up at one point and the demon said, I could break every one of you in half. And they could. I knew they could. But by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, he sat back down when we commanded him to sit down. And that was Saturday night, and he got a lot of deliverance, but not totally and fully. And on Sunday morning, he got up, and for the very first time in his life, he testified. He walked up to the mic, and he said, I have something to say. And he said how much help he got, but then he said, there's still something in my head. And we began to pray for him again. And, you know, you always hate to let them go away again without keeping them for a while. But we just had to commit him unto the Lord. And I got a message this week that he was doing much better. And he says he's going to try to overcome these things that have come on him. The power of Jesus Christ is strong. It's stronger than any devil. It's stronger than any legions of devils. And we've got to get that confidence in us. The more deliverance we get, the more confidence we get. If you understand how the Spirit of the Lord is working, how deliverance works, then you can help others. But if you have not experienced it, you can't help others very, very much. You must first be a partaker. Let's go on. See what Jesus did. He touched this leper and he said, I'll heal you. I will. Be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. And then Jesus, now he was cleansed, but he wasn't totally delivered. I want you to look at this now. And he straightway, Jesus charged him and sent him away and said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man. Now that's right out of the words of Jesus, face to face. He was standing there talking to that leper and he told him, now I don't want you to talk about this to anybody. I want you to go to the priest. According to Leviticus 13:51, they had a thing. They had to go to the priest and offer for your cleansing and those things that Moses commanded for a testimony unto the priest. But he went out and began to publish it much. You see, the man still had rebellion in him, didn't he? He still needed more deliverance, but he was cleansed of his leprosy. And he began to blaze abroad the matter insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Now you see, in some way, he hindered the work of God, didn't he? He hindered Jesus from doing what Jesus had in mind to do and what the Father had in mind for Jesus to do. But the Lord got glory anyway because the people followed him out to the desert place. But we have to be very careful in how we talk and how we speak, don't we? We've all been taught about speaking negatively. We know about that. We've talked about confession. That's all good. But when Jesus said, don't tell this, and he went straight out and told it, then that was rebellion. And if you look through, you can find all kinds of scriptures where Jesus charged them not to speak or not to talk about it, and they went right on anyway. And we have to be very careful. There are some people that you can't even, they're not even ready for deliverance, to talk about it even. They're only babies in Christ, and they can't handle that. I realize in the earlier days when we first started coming into the deliverance, man, I was talking to everybody about it. I was so happy about my own deliverance, I wanted everybody to know about it. Now, we do overcome Satan by the word of our testimony, don't we? But I mean, one time I remember we were at a banquet, full gospel banquet, and Derek Prince had mentioned a certain spirit that was on me, and he told me how it was reacting and everything, and I was telling everybody about it at that banquet, and that was no place to be talking about it. And there was a girl sitting next to me, and she said, I think you're scaring those people. These are denominational people here, and they don't understand what you're talking about. Demons speaking out of you or speaking out of people. And we all have to learn, I guess, the hard way. Because right from Jesus' own mouth, he told this man, and the man just went right on in his own way. He was so elated about his healing, about his leprosy being gone. But today we're going to get right down to nitty-gritty leprosy in us. How many of you here feel that you have spots and wrinkles in you that need to be ironed out by the fire of the Holy Ghost, cleansed out by the power of Jesus, repented? All right. Let's see about this. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit more about leprosy. Leprosy is terrible in the foreign countries. We don't have too much of it. We have some of it in the United States, but we don't know much about it. It's not noised abroad. Leprosy affects the skin, the nerves, and the body, the whole body. But the incubation period for leprosy may be years, that it just comes in gradually. Just very gradually. The enemy comes in very gradually, doesn't he? He comes in when we're small and we don't know that he's come in. It becomes a part of our personality. And we don't know anybody. We don't know ourselves, really. We think that's just us. If we are lying or have tantrums or get angry or can't believe, we think that's just us. But there's another person in us. He's been in there so long. Most of the evil spirits, if you ask them, when they came in, or sometimes they volunteer, they'll say, I came in when she was 4 years old, and I'm not coming out. This is my home, and I don't intend to come out. I live here. Well, that's a challenge for the deliverance worker. It's a challenge, just like David. He was challenged. He was telling us about being in Minneapolis, and the woman, the gold president, was growling and saying, I hate you. That was a challenge. Do you let that go? When you know it's the enemy because of who the person is, or do you just let the power of God flow out through you and annihilate that? You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, most of the time, you really, in my own self, I never really want to face these spirits in my own self, but with the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, people will call up and they'll tell me all their problems and they want to come right over, and I'll hang up the phone and I usually say, oh no. You know, that's me, the carnal nature, the flesh life. We don't want to really have a battle. Now, I see Brother Hoffman, he really wants to have a battle. He don't mind that. But as a woman, as a woman, you know, you think, well, Lord, why couldn't you send an easy case? Or why does it have to be today? And when you start to pray, then the anointing comes right up. You know the anointing abides in you? The anointing is in you. And he rises up. Just rises up in you to war against the enemy when it's time to war. And a lot of times, you just don't feel like anything when you start to pray. But the anointing just takes over and you become hidden in God. And the Holy Spirit just takes over to deliver God's people. I am just so proud of David. He's been coming here how many years now? 5? And we just love him. Every time he comes, I see his growth and his depth and the anointing. I tell you, that song service last night was one of the best we've ever had here, and we've had some awful good ones, but the power of God was really hovering down. And I hope every one of you just opened up and drank in, because there's such anointing in song and music. Such anointing. The attacks of the enemy will get closer and closer, just like leprosy. You'll just have an attack, and then you go a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you'll have a heart attack again, and then you go a long period of time again, and then you have another attack. That's what the Britannica Encyclopedia says. That's the way leprosy works. It comes on very slowly. The enemy comes on very slowly, so you don't detect it in your own mind. You have to see these things by the Spirit of the living God, by the anointing, by the Spirit. You realize that there's something in you that you can't. You've prayed and you prayed and you prayed and you prayed, and yet it won't come out. But you know, repentance is not out of style. That starts and paves the road for deliverance. But once we are forgiven, we still have to evict the enemy. The blood of Jesus cleanses the nest. The blood of Jesus avails. The blood of Jesus washes us. But when that enemy is in there, he must be evicted. Now, we overcome evil by doing good. There's many ways to be delivered. It's not all casting out. But Jesus said, believers will cast out spirits. Believers will do that. That's a normal thing for them to do that. They'll speak in tongues. Now, we can receive that pretty well. Now, some churches can't receive that even. But believers will cast out evil spirits. That's just what's going to happen when we believe. Now, if we're not casting out evil spirits, that probably means we're not believing. Wouldn't you say that? That's just the logic of it. But leprosy will eat away on you. It'll eat, and it'll eat, and it'll eat. Now, we went over to ORU and had some meetings with some students in the Youth for Christ building next door, the parsonage. And Glenn was speaking on incest. And I thought, oh my, what a subject to get on with all these kids. They were in their 20s, most of them high up, some instructors. And Skip Mondragon, you know, that lived here for 9 months, he invited all these people, and we just had a great time. We had one service, first night, and we had a lot of deliverance the first night. But the second day, they didn't want to start it at 7 in the evening. They wanted to start it at 2:30 in the afternoon so they'd have lots of time. So it started at 2:30 in the afternoon, and we got over at 10 in the evening. And we had some meeting, and we began... When Glenn spoke on incest, we began to come against it. And there was at least over half of those people needed deliverance in that area. Somewhere, way back in their young life, some grandfather, some uncle, some father, some brother, and even one girl's mother. She was so beautiful that you would look at her on the outside and you wouldn't know there was a thing wrong with her. But her mother was a lesbian. And her mother, every time she goes home, even to this day, her mother has tried to force sex upon her. Now, that's pretty straight talking, and that's pretty bad. And this little girl who was so beautiful, she's a third-year student, she just cried and cried and cried when she finally, while laying on the floor and screaming, finally told, she just told everybody what it was that was plaguing her. And then that thing, the minute it is exposed, it leaves usually. It'll leave right away. And it left. And she was so beautiful the next day when we looked at her, just so beautiful and so relieved. Think of the pressure that she lived under. She must have been about 21, and she had lived under this, with this pressure practically all of her life since she's a little tiny girl. You know, when we cover up things in us, that's when the enemy really has a heyday. And it's the things that we don't want to repent of, that we don't want to say out loud, that the enemy really works against us and plagues us. But Jesus came to deliver us. He came to set the captives free. He wants to set us free. He wants every one of you to be deliverers. You heard Teresa's song about workers in his harvest field. You know, I don't believe 98% of the Christian people of this nation knows very much about deliverance. Do you, David? I doubt of 2%. I think it's just a tiny minority. It's spreading, though. It's spreading more and more, and it's up to us to help spread the gospel. That there is, you know, in the book of Joel, it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Well, that word, in the New Testament, they've called it saved. But it's a part of getting saved to get delivered. It really is. We are being saved. Now, if every one of you believes on the Lord Jesus Christ today in this building and you would die, I think that you would go to heaven. Now, I believe that there are many realms in heaven, but I believe that you would go to heaven. I don't think there's any question about it. But you see, we need heaven here on earth. We need to be victorious. If Christians look at us, or sinners look at us, and they say, who needs that if that's Christianity? You know, we must walk in victory, regardless of what happens to us. The Lord says we are to become hardened soldiers. Right. Now, what is a hardened soldier? It's one that goes out, you take a Marine, and they put them through such misery to harden them, don't they? So they can stand anything. I thought I couldn't stand Glenn going off to the hospital. I really thought I couldn't. But the Lord just bolstered me up, and I feel wonderful today. I really do, and I'm really happy he's coming home, because we need him around here. And I believe he'll come home a different person than he went in there. And I think all of us will be different. We've all found out that all of us have got to do a lot of this work that Glenn has been doing for us. And, you know, I'm always used to him balancing my checkbook for the corporation. I write the checks, pay the bills, sit up in the office. But he always comes in, looks over everything, and balances it out and tell me where I've made a mistake. So I missed him this month, and here it is the 16th, 17th, and I haven't balanced that checkbook yet because I haven't had time. You told me yesterday I'll balance your checkbook as soon as I come home. So I was glad of that. But praise the Lord that Glenn is going to come home different. I believe it. I've seen it all along that he's going to become a different person, and all of us are going to be different. Kevin has been so good, and Daniel working on the tapes and getting the speaker system. Jim has just gone up to Glenn, and they poured this, all the cement they poured out here the other day without Glenn being here. Can you believe that? They did, and it all just went fine. All of the different things that Glenn has been leading and working on this building, I believe God is going to change his ministry. Work doesn't hurt anybody. Paul worked in preaching. Work's not going to hurt anybody. But I believe God is going to change Glenn, because usually he does about 3 days work every day in one. And I mean, he works hard, hard work. I think the main problem with all this is when the backhoe turned over in the pond with him. I think that really did something inside of him. The doctors have never really found what it was. They just said it was a mass in there. And the pathologist has gone over 6 different organs of his body. There's absolutely no cancer in there. The doctor told him yesterday, you're an absolute perfect specimen of health in there. And so sometimes I remember once I got pneumonia. And I knew why I got it as I laid there. The Lord showed me how I got it. Because I used to work 7 days a week in the aerospace industry, type night and day, work 24 hours a day, think nothing of it. Come home at 5 o'clock in the morning, take a shower, go back to work at 7. I just worked like that, day in and day out, day in and day out, and thought nothing about it. And my body was young and strong then, but I got pneumonia. And I laid there, and I thought about it. And the Lord showed me. He talked to me while I was laying there, and he told me why I had pneumonia. He wanted me to lie there and listen to him and talk with me. And I appreciated that, even though I had to suffer. But we have to suffer sometimes if we won't listen any other way. We have to suffer. I want to turn one more thing before we start to pray for you, for your leprosy. I want to turn to Numbers. I think it's Numbers, somewhere back there. Where Numbers 12. 12th chapter Numbers. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman, and they didn't like that. Well, it really was against the law for Moses to do that, but Aaron and Miriam had too much to say about it. God knew how to talk to Moses face to face, didn't he? And they said, that's Miriam and Aaron, said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Oh, they were just so haughty and upset over this. Hath he not spoken also by us? Can't you just hear that haughtiness? And the Lord heard it. Do you realize the Lord hears us, sees us, knows us better than we know ourselves? Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses. Have you ever had the Lord speak suddenly unto you? And he said unto Aaron and unto Miriam, you three come out here, I want to see you at the tabernacle. And the three came out. Now I imagine they were thinking, what does God want us for? Have you ever been called up before the boss, called in the inner office? You always wonder, what have I done now? Most of the time it was to give you a promotion or something, but you always think, what does he want? What does he want? And I imagine they did. They thought about that. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. They walked out there. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. And I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. God is really looking for faithful people. You know that? He's not looking for quitters. He's looking for people that can be depended upon, that will be faithful. And we have a lot of faithful people on this campground. I tell you, we do. Jay and Becky and Morris and Raymond and Kevin and Patty and the Evanses, faithful people. Faithful, the Oswalds down here. She comes up here every day at noon and helps cook the meal for all the workers. And I appreciate that so much. I appreciate all the people that brought in food last night. Wasn't that a good dinner? It was a good dinner. We eventually will have our dining room done so everybody can eat. Now we've just been feeding the speakers and the staff. But eventually we'll all be able to eat together. With him will I speak mouth to mouth. Even apparently, or that means plainly. God says, I'm going to speak plainly to Moses. I do that. And I won't speak to him in dark speeches or riddles or parables. And the similitude or the form of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? He was really putting it on him, wasn't he? And Aaron and Miriam was standing there facing God. And God was talking to them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and the Lord departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous. She must have been the ringleader. There's usually a woman, everyone says, and usually the women are the ringleaders for the gossip and for the... Well, that's true. We're just like that. But we shouldn't be just like that. But Aaron went along with it. But he didn't get the leprosy, but Miriam got it. She became white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, O Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly. He confessed right there he'd been foolish. He talked foolish. And we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord. That's compassion, isn't it? That's real compassion. No matter what people do to you, you still have to pray for them. They need it. I tell you, Miriam and Aaron needed prayer. They had come against this man of God. He had led millions of complaining. I don't know what all to call those children of Israel. They did everything. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They were so upset that they just said, I just want to go back to Egypt where it was good. I want to eat some leeks and onions, and I want to have it nice, and I don't care if I am in bondage to the Egyptians. I'd rather be a slave than be out here. Have you ever talked like that? I can't take this. I've said it a few times around here. I can't take all this. But the Lord would just get me right away. And I'd have to say, well, Lord, you called us here. We didn't think this up, so I'm going to stick it out. As long as you're here, I'll stay. But the compassion of the Lord. I'm asking Jesus to give me more love and compassion for people. I'm telling you, Satan has so clobbered the people of God. They don't need to be clobbered from the pulpit anymore. All we need compassion for them. I was looking over the people today that I was praying with, and how some of them I've prayed with them before, and how the Lord is bringing them layer by layer. They're being delivered. If I had my way about it, but my way is not God's way, but I'd get all delivered in one afternoon myself, and then I wouldn't have to be fighting the enemy all the time in my own self. But God says, your ways aren't my ways, Irma, and I'm going to deliver you and drive them all out of you when I am ready. But I never cease to cry out to the Lord to keep delivering me and delivering me and delivering me until we reach that area of perfection. And I think we can reach perfection. If Jesus said, be ye perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect, then it's there, but it ain't easy. David talked about that. Was it this morning or last night? It isn't easy to come into perfection, but it's possible. And that little song the Lord gave him, I really appreciate that. I like that, David. But this afternoon, I don't know what your spots are, and I don't know what your wrinkles are, but I know one thing. The Lord wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. He wants to help you. Now, these sins that come into us, these spirits that come into us when we're young, we may inherit them from 3 to 4 generations back. We bear iniquities and sins of our forefathers. And I can truly say that I know that is true, because Derek Prince, when he came to visit us, he told Glenn and I years ago, he said, "You're both under the power of a fortune teller." Well, we said, "Oh, no." We said, "Well, we've never been to a fortune teller, but we don't want that power on us. Would you pray?" And when he prayed, it was like a tent lifted off of us of despair and of darkness. And he prayed for me first, and then he reached over and he prayed for Glenn, and I felt another tent. Like, I can just call it a tent. It was like I could see better when this tent was removed, this darkness off of me. And we had no idea where that came from, because we really had never been to a fortune teller. Now, we had read horoscopes in the paper, which was a product of this curse coming from this fortune teller, but we had no idea until, the following week, Glenn's mother and father came over to our house, and I asked his mother, "Do you know anybody that's ever been to a fortune teller?" She said, "Oh, yes, I have, when I was 17. I said, "Derek Prince picked that up in the spirit off of Glenn." That was the wrong thing for me to say to her. She just hit the ceiling. She's an old-timer. My parents are old-timers, and Glenn's parents are old-timers. I think Glenn's mother received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in 1922. And she'll be 80 years old this July. And my parents and our whole family were saved in 1931, an early Pentecost, up in northeastern Missouri. But when she said that, and I said, "Well, Derek Prince picked it up," and she hit the ceiling again and told me, "Don't you listen to anything he says, because he's wrong." Well, who was that talking out of her? It wasn't my mother-in-law. It was that other thing in there speaking right out of her. See, they use our voices, and it's hard to pick up. It's hard to pick it up until you get used to discerning who's speaking out of people. About 6 months later, in the summer, we go out over to northern Missouri to visit my parents, and we had a great big family reunion. All the relatives, you know how they come in Missouri and bring all that good food, and we were all sitting there eating, and right out of my mouth, it just hit me, and I was saying it before I realized. I said, "Has anybody in this family ever been to a fortune teller?" And my mother said, "Oh, I went when I was 17 years old, exactly the same year as my mother-in-law." And I told my mother, now mind you, my dad had been an Assembly of God preacher for years and years and years and years and years, over 50 years. He passed away last July, but he looked at my mother, and she said, "Oh, yes, I have." And then I told her, and she said the same words. It was that same spirit. Said, "Don't you pay any attention to Derek Prince. He doesn't know what he's talking about." That same words. And I said, "Oh, but he did." And I said, "He picked it up," and we admitted we had read horoscopes and so on. My dad said, "Yes, what was the spirit? You didn't believe in those horoscopes, did you?" And I said, "No, I didn't believe them." And he said, that was the spirit behind, my dad caught on right away, that was the spirit behind my desire to read the Los Angeles Times horoscopes. It is wrong to read horoscopes. It is wrong to read them. It is wrong to indulge in spiritualism. It is wrong to read the cult magazines. It's wrong to read Unity magazines. It's wrong to belong to the Masons or the Eastern Star or any other secret order. That's wrong. And if you ever have, then you need help and deliverance to get out of it, because it's very strong. It's wrong to tell a lie. And if you just can't quite tell the truth, then you need deliverance from lying spirits. If you lust after things, the things of the world, then that's a spirit, and you must be delivered from lust. If you lust after women, if you lust after food, certain foods, then you need deliverance from lust. Insanity is handed down from one generation to the other, and we need deliverance from that. Rejection, probably one of the worst spirits to hang on to people and hang on, and you feel rejected and sorry, and you can't really enjoy yourself because you feel so much rejection. All kinds of hate and wrath and grudges of all kinds, murders, violence, addiction, smoking addiction, drinking addiction, coke addictions. We pray for people here that has had as many as 23 Cokes a day. That was their daily diet, Coca-Cola. And Pepsi-Cola, right on the can, it says, catch the spirit. Catch the Pepsi spirit. We don't need to catch that Pepsi spirit. We need to cast it out. I don't say a glass of Pepsi-Cola is going to hurt you or even kill you, but 23 of them a day is too many. I'll tell you that. All kinds of moral things, all kinds of immorality, perversion, all kinds of sexual sins, perversion of all kinds, homosexuality. And we have prayed here so many times in our early morning prayer meeting. We pray for the government. We ask the Lord to expose the sin in Washington, D.C., and the corruption there. And look at all the things that have been coming out even last year and this year. The senators that's involved with homosexuality or taking money illegally. And in the very morning news today, the early morning news, they had people on there that had turned in to the government that works in the Pentagon or different places, and they've all been persecuted for it and really hurt by it. But they have turned in the mass waste and the thievery going on in the ranks in Washington, D.C., and most of them said they had suffered, but they would still keep letting it be known. And there's a girl that's been hired by the president for people to expose these things to, and she said they figure, was it over $400 billion a year of waste? That's thievery in the worst way. We have so much thievery right here in Hot Springs. People breaking in, stealing, taking things. And that all started when kids were real little. Those leprosy things came into them when they stole a nickel from their mother. And then they stole a dime. And then they just, if their parents didn't teach them about it, they would just keep on and keep on until robbing a bank was simple to them. I tell you, when you pick up a newspaper and you start to read of the sinful acts of this nation, you wonder if you're really in America. And it behooves all of us to pray for this nation. I tell you this. This afternoon, let's just bow our heads, and we're going to just have an old-fashioned repentance session first. Old-fashioned repentance of all these things that hinder us. We're going to take up. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're a needy people here this afternoon. We've come for help. And Lord, we know you won't cast us out or cast us away or turn your head, but your head is right looking upon us now with eyes of compassion. You want to set your people free. You want to deliver us. You want to cleanse us. You want to purge us. And Lord, we just surrender to you today. We submit to God. We just submit to you, Lord. We just submit to you for your will. Not our will, but thy will be done in our lives. Lord, we just cry out today, deliver us from all evil. And we ask you to cleanse us from any time we've ever yielded to lies, white lies or black lies or any kind of lies. We just ask you to cleanse this people by your precious blood. We ask you to cleanse us from drinking liquor and harming our body, this temple. Anyone that is plagued with liquor drinking or coke drinking that can't seem to get victory over that, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to cleanse their sins that's behind all this. Incest. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse any incest, any fantasy lust, any spirits of masturbation. We ask you to cleanse by your precious blood forever yielding to these spirits, jealousy and selfishness and envy. We ask you to cleanse from yielding to those sins, and we ask you to deliver us. We ask you to deliver us from hate and anger and murder. Lord, your word says if we hate our brother, we're already a murderer. And Lord, let hatred be a thing of the past in all of our lives. That your love will flow in and flow in and flow in until there is no more hate. There is no more grudge. There is no more murder in us. And all the violence that's in us. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse us from those sins of violence, of ever yielding to them. All of the addiction, smoking. We ask you to forgive us for ever smoking and hurting your temple, your lungs. Oh, Jesus, cleanse these people who need deliverance from smoking or taking drugs or pills of any kind. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to deliver and cleanse by your precious blood. All of the fears that wasn't delivered this morning, we ask you, Lord, to continually deliver us from fear, that we'll become bold in the Spirit, bold as a lion. We thank you, Lord, for that. Vain imaginations. We ask you to cleanse our mind by your precious blood. All of the things in our mind that's debris that you can never use, we ask you to cleanse it and wash it out this afternoon, out of our minds, totally. And perfectly, Lord, cleanse our minds. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse from the sins of divorce, fornication, adultery. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse our bloodline from all of that. All familiar spirits of families, we ask you, Lord, to cleanse by your precious blood. Let your blood flow down over thy people and cleanse them this afternoon. And all of the other things that we haven't mentioned, we just bring up all of the sins that's in here this afternoon, the besetting sins, the little sins. And we ask you to cleanse thy people by your precious blood and deliver us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just let the blood now flow down over you. The blood of Jesus just flow down over you. Let the blood of Jesus just flow down over you and cleanse. The enemy doesn't like the blood of Jesus, but with him we're going to evict him. We're going to just evict him out of us. You just let him come out. Let him come out however he wants to come out. You don't need him anymore. It only lasts a few minutes. It's like a delivery. Deliverance is like a delivery, a natural delivery. It's bad for a few minutes, but the joy that comes in the morning is so beautiful. And I want to also touch on soul ties, because one of the girls here asked me about soul ties. If you've been tied with other people, or you know people that's been tied with other people, so they're just inseparable and they've influenced you in any way, we want to break the soul ties. Just let the blood of Jesus just flow down over any of this area of sin where you've allowed people to manipulate you, to drag you down in any way. You know, some people just kind of succumb to other people because the powers in them are so strong. And if it's evil powers, that's bad. If it's the power of the Holy Spirit and you yield to the Holy Spirit, that's another thing. But if it's another power, another Jesus, the enemy, and you yield to that and allow people to manipulate or play with your mind, as some people call it, mind control, you must not allow that. Spirits from denominations that you've been in, all the different things that would affect you in that way, then you must allow the Lord to cleanse you and to set you free. From denominationalism, we don't need any of the tradition of the elders. We don't need it. What we really need is for Jesus to just overhaul us, don't we? We need Jesus to totally overhaul us and to set us free. Let's all just stand right now. Let's just stand. I want David to come up and stand up here, and we're going to command these powers, these evil spirits, to leave. We're going to evict Satan right out of here this afternoon. If you'll let him loose, he'll go. Because we're going to command him to go. Here's a list, David, if you want to, or you want to just come as the Spirit tells you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, he says go right on. He'll agree. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of lying in here. We bind every evil spirit of lying, and we command it to come out now in Jesus' name. Spirit of lying, just breathe them out now. Let them go in Jesus' name. Hate lying in you. Hate lying in you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Lying spirits. Drinking spirits. Anyone who indulges in wine drinking, beer, whiskey, any kind of liquor, and you can't stop drinking it, let the Lord deliver you this afternoon. In Jesus' name. Incest. Incest, perversion, spirits of all kinds, fantasy, masturbation, lust, fornication, illicit sex, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Let them go in Jesus' name. 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 Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go. They don't have to make a big fuss. Hate them. Let them go. The blood of Jesus is against them. The name of Jesus Christ avails. Jesus is Lord over this people. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Sexual spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All sexual spirits, illicit spirits, adultery, divorce, fornication, incest, come out. Perversion, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Hate, anger, wrath, murder, come out in Jesus' name. I bind you.
Nicotine.
Call it out.
Name of Jesus, spirit of nicotine. Come out
of these people.
All addiction to nicotine. Move in Jesus' name. Desire for nicotine. Go in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name. Nicotine, come out in Jesus' name. Breathe them out. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All addiction. Addiction to food. Addictions to foods. Addictions to sweets. Addictions to Cokes. Pepsi Colas. Come out, addictions, in Jesus' name. Come on out of thy people. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Addiction to things, food that is not good for us. Come out in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out in Jesus' name. Addiction to Cokes. Addictions to foods. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Call them out. Let them all go. Let them all go. Hate them. Let them go. Addictions. Addiction to food. Addicted to foods. Addiction to drugs of all kinds. Tranquilizers. Jesus' name. Sleeping pills. Aspirin. Sleeping pills and aspirin, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go in Jesus' name. Pills, sleeping pills, sorcery of all kinds, taking of pills. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Insanity and rejection. Vain imaginations, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Schizophrenia. Insomnia. Not sleeping right. Insomnia spirits. I bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Insomnia spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Come out. Insomnia. Tensity. Tension, anxiety, go. Worry.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Tenseness. Go out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tensions. Nerves. Raw nerves. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave these people. Yes.
Fear of the future. Worry of the future.
Worry.
Go
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Curse of worry, we break that in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name, we break that. worry, fretting, fretting. In Jesus' name, come out, fretting. Come on out, in Jesus' name. Spirit of fretting, leave, in Jesus' name. Spirit of fretting and worry and anxiety, leave these people, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hindering spirits that block you, that hold you, that torment you. Spirit of unforgiveness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Out of the hands of the tormentors, spirit of unforgiveness. Spirit of unforgiveness, leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of unforgiveness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Spirit of unforgiveness, those people that have hurt you, that have wounded you, that have really hurt you in many ways, just let those spirits of unforgiveness go. You don't want to be in the hands of the tormentors any longer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Just keep praying, saints. Just keep praying. Lots of things are being done here this afternoon. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Sandalabandoria. Sindalabandoria. Get out of these people in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Get out of thy people. Get out of these people. Get out of these people. These are God's people. Leave in Jesus' name. We put you under our feet. We put you under our feet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus reigns. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Infirmities of the body. All kinds of infirmities, cancer spirits, rise up and come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of cancer, ulcers, sores, boils, corruptive spirits, come out. All the corruptive spirits, come out of these people in Jesus' name. We bind you. Fear of cancer, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. In Jesus' name. Kundalaba Sandalabandoria. Kundalaya Sandalabandoria. Sandalabandoria. Kundalaba Sandalabandoria. Ruliama Sandalabandoria. Come out of thy people. Come out of God's people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All infirmities of the flesh, we bind you. We command you to come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Infirmities. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of Masonry, Eastern Star, Catholicism, Pentecostalism, Charismaticism, all of those powers, we bind you, we command you to leave these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of error and religious spirits, I bind you, come out in Jesus' name. Religious spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Religious spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Religious error, come out in Jesus' name. Religious spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. You are defeated. You are defeated. You have to leave. You have to go. Ringdalaba Sandalabando. Risiandolo Sandalabando. Risiamandolia Sandalabandoria. Risiamandolia Sandalabandoria. Sitaliamo Sandalabando. Uriandolia Sindolabandoria. Kundalia Sandalabando. Trindalabo Sando. You that have been Baptist, the eternal security error has a great hold on you. We had a deliverance here 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was more violent than I thought it was going to be. Eternal security is not a truth of God. It is not a truth. It is error. It's a spirit of error. We command the spirit of eternal security to go now in Jesus' name. The tradition of the elders. The tradition of the elders. We bind that power in Jesus' name. We bind that power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Spirit of error. Spirit of religious error. Come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, eternal security spirits, in Jesus' name. Lying spirits, come out. Lying spirits, come out of these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of error. Spirit of error, come out in Jesus' name. A minister the other day said, we meet Jesus at the corner of truth and spirit. Spirit and truth. He's on that corner. But if you're on the corner of Oak and Third, you're not going to find him. He's at the corner of spirit and truth. We worship him in the spirit and in truth. I praise the Lord for the deliverance here this afternoon. There's a lot more yet to come, but this is a big start. This morning was a big start when David prayed against his fears. Fear holds us all back. But God wants to set us free. Perfect love. Who is perfect love? That's Jesus. Cast out all fear. The more Jesus we get, the less of fear we have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand and sing in the name of Jesus. And you that wants more prayer, just come forward. Just come up forward. And you that want to have to go, want to be dismissed, you can go in peace. But you that wants more help, we'll see you tonight, 7:30. And we know the Lord has a great table set for us tonight, so we can go out to that harvest field, change lives. From glory to glory, he's changing us, isn't he? He's changing us. Praise the Lord. Let's sing in the name of Jesus. You want to play for us, Lee? We lost. I think David went. Okay. Anybody who wants prayer, you come forward. And we'll ask all the ministers in the audience to come up and pray with these people for further deliverance. You know, sometimes in mass deliverance services, you can't really let yourself go because it's new to you and you're not able. And you need special private prayer, and we want you all to be taken care of this afternoon in any way that God wants to deliver you and set you free. Okay. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we must know. Try to keep your voices down as much as possible because these people are all here for help. And anyone else who wants to come up now while the waters are troubled. Come on up and plunge in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on out. 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 Come on out
Come on,
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.